March 5th, 2009. Monthly message to all people and every nation. This message was given in multiple parts. Jesus is here with his heart exposed. He says, "I am your Jesus, born incarnate. Today I come once again to address all people and all nations. Once again, I enjoin you listen with your hearts. I do not address intellectual pride, but I appeal to you to be meek and humble of heart. My brothers and sisters, do not pursue a false unity through a common monetary system or through shared weaponry or knowledge thereof. These types of unity bring false peace into your hearts. Each nation will flourish only if they unite, not economically or militarily, but if they find union in holy love, then and only then, through love of God and love of neighbor, will all experience genuine and lasting peace. Beware of false religions that worship a non-God claiming to promote suicide, murder, terror, and the subjugation of women. Such groups are not led by heaven, but by the powers of the netherworld. The one true God is a God of love. Be united in love, holy love. I tell you, the nation that summarily jeopardizes the welfare of its most marginalized citizens is the nation that will not survive any type of new world order, but only fall more and more into disorder. If you will not come to the rescue of the unborn and lovingly, respectfully care for the elderly, then neither will I rescue you or care for you. Many nations have fallen prey to the false god of financial gain. Worship of the stock market and economic gain of any sort is demoralizing and the path to degeneration. Do not place your trust in investments or bank accounts. Trust in me. I will not betray you or allow the ones who trust in me to fall to ruin. Invest in your own personal holiness. I will be your support. Satan is leading this country into policies which betray its very foundations. Many other countries are forming unions not based on God and neighbor, but on fear and control. Most government leaders are not open to the truth, or where they stand in God's eyes, or to the damage that many of their policies are causing. The abyss between the heart of my Father and the heart of all humanity widens. At the root of all Earth's woes today is a disordered self-love. This inordinate self-love has become a god of its own, consuming governments, economy, church leadership, despoiling well-intended projects and misdirecting good towards the evil of selfish gain. Laws are being legislated to protect evil, and consciences are forming around Satan's lies. My little ones who speak the truth are being mocked and belittled for their righteousness. But in all of this, my heart is the constant of all who believe. Do not fear. I am with you, and I am helping you support your cross. My brothers and sisters, how grateful I am for every morsel of love that you hold in your heart for my Father's will. How grateful I am when you enter petitions to my Father's will and await trustingly for his answer. With gratitude I look upon you as you love me upon the cross. Surrender everything and await the will of my eternal Father, for this is what pleases me the most. Today, I'm blessing you with my blessing of divine love.